The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Are you still recovering, my friends? What is that thing, that chemical they say that turkey has, but no other bird? Tryptophan, right? With a pH. I think it is real. I think the chemistry does actually work. Welcome back, my friends. It's Monday, and usually they say Mondays are tough for radio hosts, for news in general. Not this one. Maybe it's because we've had a few days extra off and it just piles up. Whatever the reason, we're going to have a fully packed 3 hours for you today. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the 45th President of the United States, Donald Jonathan Trump, hoping that you had a blessed, peaceful, restful Thanksgiving, because you better be ready for this week. This week, the president travels to the UK. Why? Well, you know that thing they said he wanted to destroy? NATO? He's actually going to a NATO summit. Why would you go to a NATO summit if you wanted to destroy it? Anyway, that's fake news. But he will be in the UK that has suffered another terrorist attack. Narwhal tusks. Always have them with you, okay? If you can't carry a fire extinguisher, make sure your six-foot narwhal tusk is in your Kydex sheath on your belt. Because, hey, in the UK, that's all you're going to be allowed to carry. I guess, do you think Mayor Khan, Sadiq Khan, is going to ban narwhal tusks next? Yeah, probably. If you don't know that story, we'll fill you in on how a narwhal tusk and a fire extinguisher was used in the latest response to a terrorist attack in the UK. But this week, as the president is traveling, what do we have? We have today the House Intelligence Committee reviews their report from the catastrophic hearings they had over the last few weeks. Did you see that little video? John, our team member, compiled a splendiferous montage. How long was it? 4 minutes, maybe less, of the best, or rather the worst, moments from Adam Schiff's hearings, where his quote-unquote star witnesses said, nope, no quid pro quo, no crime was committed, I was never told to do anything illegal, one after another, and we posted that on all our platforms. We're back on YouTube. Just look for me. My name's Sebastian Gorka, but we posted them on Instagram. We are live streaming, not just at our website, sebgorka.com, but also on YouTube, on Facebook. And after the show, we post every single hour of the show on Instagram TV. If there's a platform out there, we're on it. And of course, don't forget the podcast. If you want the free access to the full 3 hours of the show, you just go to iTunes, podcast app, Stitcher, you know, the SoundCloud, all of those wonderful platforms. But if you want access without the commercials and extra content, you just go to my website, sebgorka.com,
and join my cabinet today. Gawker's Cabinet, the exclusive subscription service that provides you this show unfettered without the commercial breaks, plus extra long-form interviews you will not find anywhere else. What else do we have to discuss here today? We have special guests. We have James Rosen. You know James Rosen? He was investigative reporter for Fox. Now he's with the Sinclair Broadcast Group. We have my favorite podcaster out there, Andrew Klavan, incredibly successful script writer, now cultural warrior. And then in the next segment, none other than the president, the founder of Turning Point USA. Yes, you know who it is, Charlie Kirk, who has been a guest host on the show. I hope you enjoyed our guest host last week. He was Bob France out of Cleveland. I think he did a great job. And then our long-form interviews on Thursday and Friday, Black Friday. Newsweek. What happened to Newsweek at the weekend? They had to fire a reporter. Why? After 3 years of lying, one reporter got fired in America. What did she do? She wrote an article about how the president is tweeting and playing golf on Thanksgiving. When in fact, where was he? Central Asia. A lovely garden spot I visited called Afghanistan. And what was he doing? He was giving out Thanksgiving turkey dinners to our troops in theater. Did you see the footage? Did you see the selfies, the crowds, the adoring people? There was one person, congratulations to Tom, you know who you are, Tom, who saw there was one grouchy female soldier behind the president on the stage. Clearly a Hillary voter who was not, there was one out of thousands of people who are happy, wanted to have selfies and signatures. There was one Hillary voter in Bagram in uniform. She did not have a good day. What else do we need to know about this week? So today, House Intelligence Committee Adam Schiff reviews their delightful, their delicious report of nothing, big nothing burger again. Then tomorrow they will vote on that report. And then Wednesday, while the president is in Europe at a NATO heads of state meeting, Jerry Nadler, chairman of the Judiciary Committee, takes over the impeachment hearings. How sporting of them. The president is abroad on official business, representing the United States, the most powerful nation in the world, in the most successful military alliance of modern history. But no, they're going to impeach him at home. Other news that we have to discuss, probably the most important news of the day is Joe Biden has hairy legs. No, that's not the important news of the day. Sorry, that we will get to that later. You will not believe the audio of Joe. It comes from the Corn Pop speech, but somehow they never released this part of the speech about somebody brushing his hairy legs. No, I'm not making it up. It is real. More important is Lisa Page. Do you remember what I said about Lisa Page and about Nellie Orr? The biggest news story that was not a news story was the announcement a month ago that the investigation into the origins of the Russia collusion hoax, Operation Crossfire Hurricane, changed from being an administrative investigation, the one being run by U.S. Attorney Durham, into a criminal investigation. When does that happen? It only happens when one thing occurs, when the U.S. attorney heading the investigation and his team find evidence of felonies that individuals in the Obama administration, at the DOJ, the FBI, the CIA, actually committed crimes, abused their power. It gives them the right to hold secret grand juries and also to subpoena people outside of the agencies they're investigating. That happened. And what do we have this weekend? We have an interview in the Daily Beast with Lisa Page. As I predicted, there are two weak links in the whole conspiratorial network of the Obama administration that spied on us in the Trump campaign and the Trump administration. Those two individuals are Bruce Orr's wife, who worked for Fusion GPS, Nellie Orr, the quote-unquote Russia specialist, that was feeding back-channel disinformation to her husband, the number three at DOJ, to use in that secret FISA court warrant against Carter Page. And the other person was Lisa Page. Remember Lisa Page? The one who would text on her government phone to her lover. She was married, he was married, but they were having an affair. You know who that is. Stroke in the FBI. And this individual gave an interview where she said what? She worries because the DOJ is not independent and unbiased anymore. Oh, like when you were working in the DOJ. Like then? Just a couple of tidbits from her tweets. Right after the 2016 election, Lisa Page tweets, "I don't know if I can eat. I'm very nauseous. Trump is not ever going to become president, right?" Stroke's response on his government phone. "No, no, he won't. We'll stop it." How did you intend to stop it, you unbiased government employee? I'm Sebastian Gorka. That's just the tip of the iceberg here in America First, the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from ReliefFactor.com studios just outside the slimy, disgusting, putrid cesspit that is Washington, D.C. Next, Charlie Kirk, wherever you are, don't touch that dial. Back in a moment.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project. Home
Advisor. Hi, this is Sebastian Gorka. Over the last few months, my fellow Salem talk show host and I have been speaking across the country on the War for America's Soul Tour. Thousands of people have attended these sold-out events. We have discussed the attacks against our Constitution, radical socialism, open borders, and other threats to our republic. You need to hear the truth about what's at stake ahead of our next presidential election. You can now watch these events on demand or even buy the DVD. Go to WatchSalemMedia.com. That's WatchSalemMedia.com.
I'm Bobby Richards with today's 1 Minute Money Report. The New York Times recently reported on an unusual way Americans are making money. They found over 10,000 people who broke the golden rule of investing and became millionaires. The stories included people from all walks of life, including writers, professional bowlers, and blues guitarists, even a set of grandparents.
We broke the golden rule of investing and turned $16,000 into $2 million.
And here's one person who agrees with what they're doing, Warren Buffett. He says blindly following Wall Street's golden rule is just protection against ignorance. And Alexander Green, perhaps the top stock picker in America, told his 140,000 followers that if they break this rule, they can retire on just one investment. His video immediately went viral. You can view it for yourself at onestockretirement.com and decide if you should break the golden rule too. Again, that's onestockretirement.com. If your retirement isn't what you want it to be, go see what 10,000 people have already used to become millionaires.
Brought to you by the Oxford Club.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. It's been a big year for the Rational Bible, both volumes, Genesis and Exodus. They've been Amazon bestsellers since they were published. Writing these books is my life's work. Many of those who have read the books have called them life-changing. CEOs are now giving the books to their employees as gifts. At a recent event in Dallas, the president of a local company purchased over 500 copies of the Rational Bible Exodus to give to her employees. Regardless of your religious beliefs, or even if you don't have any, I believe it's so important that these books be read. I've asked the folks in the Prager store to give all companies that are buying at least 24 books a 50% discount on autographed copies of the Rational Bible, Genesis, and Exodus. If you're looking for a holiday gift for your employees or clients, go to PragerStore.com and click the banner that says Corporate Discounts. Whatever someone's religious beliefs, they will enjoy these powerful books. Go to PragerStore.com.
Hi, this is Sebastian Gorka. Over the last few months, my fellow Salem talk show host and I have been speaking across the country on the War for America's Soul Tour. Thousands of people have attended these sold-out events in cities across the United States. We talked candidly about the attacks against our Constitution, the push for radical socialism, open borders, and other threats to our republic. Not everyone could get a ticket, so we filmed the events in Sacramento, California, and Tampa, Florida. These were incredible nights with a few surprises. You can now watch the events on demand or even buy the DVD. It's a front row seat to watch me, Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Larry Elder, and even Michelle Malkin. We discuss the critical issues that are at stake ahead of our next presidential election, and we give you the truth. To watch it now, go to watchsalemmedia.com. You will be glad you did. That's watchsalemmedia.com.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Prison Fellowship.
Christmas is 3 weeks and 2 days away. 3 weeks! How did that happen? Are you excited? Are you ready? I'm not ready. But let's think of those who really aren't ready and whose Christmas won't be the Christmas it should be. Of course, I'm talking about the children that the Prison Fellowship's Angel Tree Ministry is helping with your donations. And I'm so thankful. So many of you have done the $110 donation that provides a present, a message of the gospel, and a message from that child's parent in prison to five children. That's what the Angel Tree Fellowship does. It provides a healthier, a happier Christmas to those who have a parent behind bars. Listen to the message of hope, hope in Christ, from Jennifer of Prison Fellowship.
Getting to see the kids and hear their stories is so encouraging. God is at work. Their little hearts are open and they need hope. And I think that's what I've heard in every story that the kids have shared, is that there is hope, and that's in Christ. So it's life-changing.
A message of hope and a message of hope in Christ. Every child will get a gift from you if you donate $22 and a message of the gospel and a message from their parent behind bars. If you provide $110, that's five American children whose Christmas you are making better. Please go today to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com, and click on the Angel Tree banner. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com, Seb Gorka, and the Angel Tree banner. If you prefer, you can phone in your donation, 800-206-9764. Please write that down, 800-206-9764. I thank you. Prison Fellowship thanks you. And the children whose Christmases you will be making brighter, thank you. Let's go to our first guest of the day. It is a friend of mine, somebody who is doing more than most to bring us back to the founding principles of the Republic. He is founder and president of Turning Point USA, Charlie Kirk. Charlie, welcome to America First.
Glad to be here, Dr. Dorka. Thank you.
I just need to note one thing. Have you done that genetic testing that looks at your gene code? Because I need to know, are you also of German-Irish descent like the president?
Well, that's very funny. I am more Scots-Irish, less German-Irish, but I appreciate you mentioning it.
Because there's no other way to explain how you have a similar energy level to my old boss. Because it's not enough that you have, I don't know how many chapters you have of Turning Point USA. You have these mega meetings. You're going to have one in Mar-a-Lago at the end of the month. But now you've started a center at Liberty University. Is that correct, Charlie?
That's correct, with the great Jerry Falwell Jr. at Liberty University. And the purpose of the center, it's called the Falkirk Center for Faith and Liberty, is to reclaim the culture, especially in Christian world, because we have seen a trend, especially amongst young Christians.
You're breaking up a bit, Charlie. Maybe hold the phone in a different position. So you're talking about the Falkirk Center at Liberty University. Tell us a little bit more about the mission.
Can you hear? I hope you can hear me better now.
Yeah, carry on.
Great. But the aim and objective is to try to educate in particular about
We're losing you again, Charlie. I don't know what we're going to do, because we didn't even hear who you're targeting this organization at. So let's try it one more time, and then we'll call you back. So Falkirk Center, Liberty University, what's the mission?
Try it one more time. Hope you can hear me better.
Yeah, I know you're always on the road. You're always traveling, so it's hard to get you when you're not moving. Tell us about Falkirk.
I apologize for that.
No.
So the Falkirk Center at Liberty University exists to educate students and young people around the important intersection of the gospel of Jesus Christ and first principles that are found and articulated in the United States Constitution and natural rights. And we found far too often that there's this push among some Christian groups and some secular groups to get young Christians to be much more on the left. It seems as if there's a growing, let's just say, sense of deceit out there that Jesus was a socialist and that Marxist ideas are somehow supported in the gospel. And this is incorrect. And so what Jerry and I, Jerry Falwell Jr. and I and Liberty University are teaming up to do is to play offense again and talk about what the gospel actually talks for Christians to do in the public space when it comes to civic engagement. Should Christians be involved in government and in politics? And we believe the answer is absolutely yes, and that we must fight for freedom here in our country and all over the world. And so that's what this center will do, and with establishing fellows and social media influencers and making these compelling arguments to a generation that unfortunately is being courted by the secular radical left. And I find it to be very pressing in this kind of culture fight that we're in right now.
Well, this is fascinating because there's no way, they try to, but there's no factual way to bring a socialist interpretation out of the gospel. If you read the gospel, if you read St. Paul's letters, you know, government authorities recognized, and when it comes to helping the disadvantaged, it's about personal charity. It's what we do. It's not empowering the state. Even back then, it wasn't the idea that the state's supposed to look after each other. So this mission is incredibly important. So what kinds of things are you going to do? Are you going to be concentrating on just the thousands of students at Liberty U, or does the Falkirk Center have a larger mandate?
It'll be a mandate all throughout our country, and Liberty will be the launching point for something that will hopefully be able to spread these ideas to all young people and all people across the country. And I believe there is a crisis happening in Christianity, and that crisis is that young Christians in particular are gravitating further and further to the ideological left. They're much more likely to embrace ideas of socialism and Marxism, and you hit it perfectly, Dr. Gorka. If you read the Gospel of Jesus Christ and the letters of Paul the Apostle, a lazy interpretation would say, oh, well, it's about sharing and benevolence, therefore we must have socialism. Well, that's an incorrect interpretation. Never once did Jesus call for the forced coercion of property from one person to the other. It was about voluntary individual engagement in society. And this is such an important point, especially as we see the rise of socialism in America. And we as Christians have to realize as a country becomes more secular and more socialist, it loses its morality. It loses the bedrock that has made this the greatest country ever to exist in the history of the world. And I can tell you, Dr. Gorka, there's no college like Liberty University. Jerry Falwell has done an amazing job.
Yes.
And just look how visionary he is now to want to play offense in the culture, especially to a Christian community that is veering further and further to the radical left.
It's very clear. Look, socialism is based on the denial of God's existence. You've hit the nail on the head. It's time to play offense. It's called the Falkirk Center for Faith and Liberty. Go there right now. FalkirkCenter.org. FalkirkCenter.org. Center, falkirkcenter.org. We're talking to Charlie Kirk. He's on Twitter, CharlieKirk11. He is the founder, the president of Turning Point USA, one of the few organizations that's fighting every day to take our culture back on the campuses, in the colleges, and across the nation. We'll be back with Charlie Kirk here on America First and talk about your Thanksgiving experiences here on the Salem Radio Network.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy!
If you have Medicare, the deadline for annual enrollment is days away. Make sure your plan is still the right fit with a free service from Health Markets. Health Markets' new Fit Score compares thousands of Medicare plans from national insurance companies. In minutes, you'll know if your current plan is the right fit or if there's one that can get you extra coverage, let you keep your doctor, and save you money. Health Markets could help you find plans with $0 copays, $0 deductibles, and $0 premiums, or plans with dental and vision coverage for no additional cost. You could even find plans that offer benefits for hearing aids, diabetic supplies, or gym memberships, or vitamins, meal delivery, and transportation to your appointments. Best of all, their service is free. The deadline for Medicare enrollment is days away, and the wrong plan could cost you thousands. Don't put it off. For this smart, unbiased, and free service, go to healthmarkets.com for details or call 800-713-4042. That's 800-713-4042. 800-713-4042.
G'day, I'm Scott from Plug In Pest Free. If you have a rodent or pest problem at your home or business, don't spray harmful toxic chemicals. Use Plug In Pest Free, the electromagnetic pest control device that uses your wiring to get rid of pests fast. Just plug it in. I know a pest controller who was contracted to get rid of a cockroach infestation in a restaurant. He tried everything, even chemicals. Nothing worked. So he bought my Plug-In Pest-Free Pro, and a few weeks later, the cockroach problem was well under control, and he was able to keep his contract. Plug-In Pest-Free is not a sonic device. It's chemical-free and gets rid of pests safely and effectively for years. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 2-year warranty. Now that's fair dinkum. Order today and get 20% off at gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget with Plug In Pest Free.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
I know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
Thank you, Mr. President. And I called him my old boss. Is that all right in the previous segment? Can I call him? He's the president. I mean, technically, it's right. It's not disrespectful, is it? You know. He always says, just call me Donald. I could never get to doing that. It's always Mr. President for me. Somebody else who also calls me Mr. President and who's a massive patriot is, of course, Mike Lindell. I know it's Cyber Monday. Don't waste your money on garbage you're going to be selling at the yard sale in 2 years' time. Get something that's important, a good night's sleep. Go to MyPillow.com and get the biggest discount you've ever had. I'm just going to read to you what it says on the top of his webpage. Mike Lindell, you know Mike, the blue shirt, the crucifix, the pillow.
guaranteed the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, period. How's that? Go to 1-800, call 1-800-829-8468. That's 1-800-829-8468 or MyPillow.com. If you use my name, Gorka, G-O-R-K-A, you get the biggest discounts Mike has ever offered on TV and radio. Do it now. Get the body pillow, the Giza Dream sheets, the pet bed, the mattress toppers. You'll get a massive discount and free shipping and 10-year warranty on all of them. Don't hesitate. Make Cyber Monday actually worth it. We are back with our friend, the founder and president of Turning Point USA, the man who is behind, along with Jerry Falwell Jr., a new initiative, a very important initiative, the Falkirk Center at Liberty University. Follow him on Twitter at CharlieKirk11. If you have disposable income, if it's the end of the year and you want to support an organization that is doing the most to take back our country, support Turning Point USA. Charlie, you used a phrase in the last segment about going on the offensive. This is so incredibly important to the conservative movement, because what I've seen, not just in my time in the White House, but for the last 30 years since Ronald Reagan, is that we on the right, I don't care how you call yourself, paleocon, Reaganaut, I don't care what your label is, we have been on the defensive. Can you help us explain why that is? Is it the role of the media? Is it we just surrender to the culture? What's Charlie Kirk's diagnosis for why we weren't on the offensive?
Well, we as conservatives are typically, you know, more focused on our family, our church, our community, or running our business. The left, all they really have is the destruction or takeover of culture or the growth of government. And they've been very effective over the last 30, 40 years, as we have seen our religious, perspectives and liberties and freedoms diminish tremendously over the last 10 or 15 years in particular. And so we have to start playing offense then. We have to tell people what we believe and why we believe it, make these clear and convincing arguments. So what does that look like? Well, kind of the playbook that we have at Turning Point USA that we're going to be taking at the Falkirk Center is to go where conservatives usually don't go. And obviously at Turning Point USA, we focus on going to college and high school campuses, right into the belly of the beast.
Right.
And we have a network that has been created that people thought was impossible. In fact, when I first started Turning Point 7.5 years ago, I was almost laughed at by people that I was going to go to college campuses. And they kind of patted me on the head. They said, yeah, good luck with that. And you've seen Dr. Gorka, thousands and thousands of students we now have at our events. It's unprecedented. And so I really believe we can win this culture war if we play offense again. And look, the left is counting on us giving up. That's what they're counting on. They're counting on us surrendering. And as long as we never do that, and we understand we have to move the ball forward from where we currently are, we're going to win.
If you give them, just look at Chick-fil-A, if you give them one iota, one inch, they smell blood and they will take you down. It's called the Falkirk Center, falkirkcenter.com. And I'm just going to read what it says on the page when you open it up. The mission of the Falkirk Center at Liberty University is to equip courageous champions to proclaim the truth of Jesus Christ, to advance his kingdom and American freedom. Wow. I can't think of another organization that has such a succinct summary that is so important, and it is essential to push back on the lies that, you know, the founding fathers were deists and they didn't really believe in Jesus Christ. Garbage, not true. And this man and his organization and Jerry Falwell Jr. are going to push back on the lies. Support Turning Point USA. Check out falkirkcenter.com. Falkirk is F-A-L-K-I-R-K. And follow Charlie Kirk 11 on Twitter. Hope you had a blessed Thanksgiving. Talk to you soon, Charlie, and thank you.
Thanks,
for
Dr.
doing
Gorka.
What you do. God bless.
I'm
Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. The call board is almost full. One line is free. I want to ask you, did politics come up at the Thanksgiving dinner table? Come on. I want to know who won the argument. Go on the offensive. That's why we're here, because we've got a republic to save and a culture war to win. The number is 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That's 833-334-6752. We are broadcasting from ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. I am so, so thankful for this product. This is natural pain relief that works. If you suffer from everyday aches and pains, it doesn't matter where it is in your body or what caused it, you must try Relief Factor. I had a lower back pain issue that had taxed me for almost a decade, for 9 years. Nothing I did gave me relief until I started taking Relief Factor January 1st this year. 10 months later, I am still pain-free. This incredible product has no negative side effects. It is natural, and it affects relief by attacking the pain at the source, which is, of course, the inflammation. Is it going to work for you? It already works for tens of thousands of Americans, and there's one way to find out, and it's super easy. You order the 3-week quick starter pack right now for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Is relief from pain worth less than a dollar a day for you? You know it is. Go to relieffactor.com, order your 3-week quick starter pack right now. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. I guarantee you, if you take it every day in the morning and the evening by the end of the 3 weeks, you will know if you are the next success story. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. You deserve it. Back with your calls here on America First after these messages.
The holidays are a time for family. Until you mention politics, and then it's all screaming meltdowns.
I'm Dennis Prager. There's no more important issue facing America today. Americans are afraid to speak out even at their own holiday table. But there is a film that is fighting back, No Safe Spaces.
No Safe Spaces? It really is fantastic. You should go check it out.
I am over the moon about No Safe Spaces. Every American needs to see this.
See No Safe Spaces, only in theaters. Rated PG-13. Go to nosafespaces.com for tickets.
Hi, this is Sebastian Gorka. Over the last few months, my fellow Salem talk show host and I have been speaking across the country on the War for America's Soul tour. Thousands of people have attended these sold-out events. We have discussed the attacks against our Constitution, radical socialism, open borders, and other threats to our republic. You need to hear the truth about what's at stake ahead of our next presidential election. You can now watch these events on demand or even buy the DVD. Go to watchsalemmedia.com. That's watchsalemmedia.com.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner, getting out is probably a top priority. And now that annual maintenance fees are coming due, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Thankfully, we can help. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others across the country. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Lone Star Transfer has a 99% success rate and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We are a family-owned business and will personally make sure your experience is a pleasant one. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Or online at LoneStarTransfer.com. That's LoneStarTransfer.com.
Shopping online this holiday season? Finding the perfect gift from your computer, tablet, or smartphone is a breeze. Just a few taps and you're done. But all that online shopping, it could expose your personal information and leave you potentially vulnerable to identity theft. And you may miss identity theft by just monitoring your credit, like someone selling your info on the dark web or taking an online payday loan in your name. Good thing there's LifeLock. They monitor your personal information, and if you have a problem with identity theft, they work to fix it. Of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock offers something that's perfect for the holidays and beyond, not having to worry if identity theft happens to you. Until December 8th, join and get a special radio discount. Save 30% or more off your first year by using promo code SMART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to LifeLock.com and use promo code SMART. That's promo code SMART for 30% off or more.
The antidote to fake news. America First.
Welcome back, friends. The call board is full, and we're going to jump straight to it. We're going to go to line two, Jeff in Cleveland. Jeff, how was your Thanksgiving, Jeff? Jeff, kill the radio.
Terrific. Hello.
Hello. That's better.
Yes. Hi.
How was your Thanksgiving, Jeff?
Terrific. Just terrific.
Good. Did you talk? Did you talk politics?
I did. It got a little heated, I got to admit.
Okay, what was the topic? I need to know. What did you talk about? What was the topic?
Well, actually, it was about a lot have to do with the idea of dealing on the cultural level as opposed to just the political level, and how the right has sort of abdicated that aspect. And
yes.
But let's not talk about that. Just let's talk about taxes. Let's talk about better economy. And let's not talk about all those quote-unquote religious issues.
So what was the mix? I'm going to stop you. I know you wanted to talk about something. Before we get to that, Jeff, what was the mix of political identities at your Thanksgiving dinner table?
Well, it wasn't that many people, but it was one lady who's interesting. Her brother is a conservative, and she's a liberal, and I'm always on his side, and she's kind of been wavering because I talk to her a lot, and I really feel like she's almost willing to come on our side. And
all right,
not quite, but it's hard because you know she's a lady, and every time Donald Trump says something that sounds like insulting, you know, and she's like she has a hard time getting past that.
Okay, so at the end of the day, give me what was the issue that was most contentious around the table?
Well, we really got into the idea of school vouchers versus public schools and the Democrats and how they're controlled by the union,
right,
and how there shouldn't be unions. That kind of thing was a big thing, and I kind of told them the idea of vouchers and how that could work so much better and would create competition in the marketplace. Got very heated.
Give parents choice. All right, Jeff. Why did you call in? Did you hear the segment with Charlie Kirk? Because I think it's about that, right?
Yes. Well, there were two things. That Charlie Kirk is something we need so badly. You know, he was together with Candace Owens, and she had made the point that culture is upstream
yes.
from politics.
Yes.
And it's so important. And somehow, I think Charlie was right when he said the reason why it's gotten to this point, because conservatives naturally are kind of like, mind your own business, do your own thing, those crazies, you know. But we've forgotten that by allowing the media, the TV, the movies, the music to capture the modern culture.
Yeah.
And I think personally the difference, the biggest reason why there's such a big split between the left and Donald Trump is because Donald Trump unabashedly stands for conservative, I shouldn't say that, traditional Judeo-Christian values.
His, yes.
His comfort with saying God, you know, and God we trust, and his overly emphasis of the army and standing behind the armed forces and our soldiers and our vets is something that culturally has gone so much against the left because they were always against the army, always against nationalism or patriotism, and he's unabashedly that.
Right.
And that's it. The clash is well drawn, and I think we need to stand with Donald Trump and say we don't have to be ashamed of standing up for patriotism. We don't have to be ashamed of standing up for religion and for traditional values. And if we don't agree with the gay lifestyle, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, we can say that. We're not going to persecute gay people. But there's no reason to say that people who believe in traditional values should take a back seat and say we're backward. We're not backward.
No, and it's pride. Go ahead.
One other thing. I think in terms of getting out of Iraq, I think, you know, Ian Harsi Ali made the point that the West needs to have a counter narrative
mm-hmm.
to the Muslim argument. Because it's true, we cannot fight and win just a military battle, because it's not strictly
to defeat issue. Bad ideas, Jeff. You need to have a better idea, Jeff. Exactly. Do you have my new book, The War for America's Soul?
I do not.
Okay, stay on the line. I want to send you one, and I want to send one to that lady who was at the dinner table, who you think might be on the edge to coming over to the light side. So stay on the line. I want her name as well and the mailing address, and we'll get it to both of you. Stay there. Thank you so much, Jeff. Let's squeeze in one more call. Let's go to Chrissy in Cleveland, line 4. Welcome, Chrissy.
Hi, Dr. Gorka.
Hi.
Two calls from Cleveland. I love it.
Yes.
Well, you know, y'all, I love Charlie Kirk, and I love the work that he's doing. And there is a way. I know there is a way to teach our values, American values. And there's a monument in Plymouth, Massachusetts, that's going to be 130 years old, or actually it turned 130 years old this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called the National Monument to the Forefathers. And it's a huge statue. It took them 30 years to build. It almost wasn't built. And I've been researching it since I found out about it in 2010. And if you asked 1,000 people if they've ever heard of the National Monument to the Forefathers, which is the largest granite monument in the United States of America, I would bet 8 or 10 at the very most would maybe know about this monument.
It looks amazing. It looks majestic. I'm looking at the photographs of it now.
It is, and you can see how large Faith is,
yeah,
and then how small the other figures are. And the figures are Faith, Morality, Law, Education, and Liberty.
Wow.
And the reason why those figures are smaller than Faith was because they were running out of money, and they couldn't build it. So they had to devise, the plans had to be made so they could finish it. There was actually supposed to be a visitor center underneath the monument.
Sounds like the Washington Monument. They ran out of money there as well. There's two shades of the Washington Monument. There's the original construction, the later construction when they got more money. Listen, I am very grateful to you, Chrissy, for bringing this to my attention. I'm going to do a little bit of homework after the show today. It is the National Monument for the Forefathers in Plymouth, Mass., and we're going to check it out. Will you stay on the line as well, Chrissy, so we can get you a signed copy of The War for America's Soul?
I'd love it. Thank you.
All right, stay on the line. Don't go anywhere. The things you find out from the best callers on the planet. Wow. Thank you, Chrissy. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Let me ask you a question. It's okay. Nobody's listening. Well, just a few million. What are you rated at? What's your energy level? Are you at 80%? Are you at 65? Are you at 99? If you're not, try what I try. Go to balanceofnature.com. Get all of your nutrition every single day, no matter what else you're eating. This guarantees that when you take those 6 little capsules, 3 for fruit, 3 green for vegetables, you are taking 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. It will get you to as close as 100% as you're going to get. Go to balanceofnature.com today and get a special Black Friday weekend Balance of Nature discount of 35% with my name plus free shipping. Go to balanceofnature.com or call them on 800-246-8751. That number again, write it down, 800-246-8751, balanceofnature.com, and use my name in either case, G-O-R-K-A, to get that deduction. Now, do it today, you won't regret it. I take it every day, so should you. Back to your calls here on America First, 833-334-6752.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy!
Sebastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
did. We did rock the house with my colleagues Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, Hugh Hewitt, Larry Elder, and even Michelle Malkin on our War for America Soul Tour. Did you join us? If you missed it, you know what? It's not too late. We now have available the video of our events across the nation to thousands of great patriots. You can watch it. You can even buy the DVD. Just go to watchsalemmedia.com. That's watchsalemmedia.com to watch online, pay-per-view, or get the DVD of the War for America's Soul Tour with all of our great hosts, plus special guests, Michelle Malkin and others. Let's get one more call in on the Thanksgiving topic. Line 5, George in New York. Welcome, George. George, are you there? You're on national radio. All right, we'll try George a little bit later. Let's go to line 2. John, also on the topic of Thanksgiving, Ohio. John, welcome.
Mr. Gorka, it's an honor to talk to you.
Very kind.
I'm also an immigrant since August 9th, 1968, and I love this country. This country owes me nothing, and I owe it everything. That's why I served.
Wow.
We talked about, at our dinner table, about the wisdom of our forefathers when they did the Electoral College, because if we didn't have the Electoral College, California, New York, and Texas would decide who would be our president.
Yes.
And also, Dr. Gorka, I'm what you call a Gorka conservative or a Franz conservative, because I really sincerely believe, and I hope somebody at the Republican National Headquarters is listening to this, the reason why a lot of people have left the Republican Party is because a lot of the local Republican headquarters are not responding to the constituents.
Yeah.
A lot of them are caving, and a lot of them are becoming milquetoast. So I'm going to say this to you, Dr. Gorka. God bless you. God keep you safe. And God bless you for all that you do for our country. And thanks for giving us local guys and men and women a voice.
That's very kind, John. Don't go anywhere. First things first, where did you come from, if I may ask?
I was born in Tokyo, Japan, and I want to tell you, my mom learned how to read from the Dick and Jane readers and watching American television.
Wow. And who did you serve with, John?
I served with the United States Army for almost 19 and a half years. I left when the Army became politically correct.
And what did you say? You said, I owe America everything. What was that line you opened your call with? It was so good.
My mom told me the day we were sworn in, she goes, Johnny, this country owes you nothing. And you owe it everything.
Wow.
And you are expected, and I expect you to join some rank of the military and to thank this nation.
Man.
Because you can do anything you want.
John, you are America. Stay on the line, John. Stay on the line. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to talk to you in the break. This is why we exist. For that message, that love of country. I'm Sebastian Gorka. The next hour is Andrew Klavan, then James Rosen, and you on America First. It's great to be back, guys. I missed you.
I couldn't sleep at night. All I could think about was my credit card debt.
I knew I couldn't get a loan, so the thought of owning a home or a new car seemed totally out of the question.
I was afraid to answer the phone, and I dreaded the mail.
It just felt like my credit card debt was this deep pool, and I was just drowning in it.
This might be you right now, and you should know you're not alone.
There is hope.
Right now, certified counselors at Trinity Debt Management are standing by and ready to help you, not judge you.
One call to 1-800-990-6976, and you'll find hope to live your life out from under the weight of credit card debt.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment.
Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.